Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. In today's story, we are going to explore the idea that it's now 224 years after the Altered Abbe was released from prison. So what is so important about it now? I mean, okay, it happened 224 years ago, but is there something that we can do about it today? So let's just think for a minute. We learned about the Baal Shem Tov, who began the Hasidic movement. We learned about Mr. Chermagid, who actually his yahrzeit was Yud-Tes Kislev, and he was the main student of the Baal Shem Tov. We learned about his student, who was the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shner Zalman Vilayadi, who was the one who was released from prison on Yud-Tes Kislev. I think we also learned that the Altered Rebbe actually met the Baal Shem Tov when he was 3 years old, and Baal Shem Tov gave the Altered Rebbe his upsherin, his first haircut. And in fact, the Altered Rebbe asked his parents, who is that man who gave me the haircut? And his parents said, that is your Zevi. Now, the truth is the Baal Shem Tov was not the Altered Rebbe's biological Zevi, but he was a spiritual Zevi because one's teacher is spiritually like one's father, and one's teacher's teacher is spiritually like one's grandfather. The Alter Rebbe's main teacher was the Mitzvah Shemagid, Rabbi Dovber, and the Mitzvah Shemagid's Rabbi was the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, anyways, we learned about that, and we learned about when the Tsar's policemen, army men, came to get the Alter Rebbe. And now at first, he wasn't sure he wanted to be arrested, but then he was okay with it. And we learned about what happened on the way to prison, the wagon breaking down. And we learned about what happened when he was on the boat, going back and forth to the questioning, which he had to prove that what he was doing was perfectly innocent and not at all a crime. And how the boatman was told to stop the boat for Kisavana, that whole story. And we learned the story of how the Minister of Education was taking care of the Alter Rebbe in prison, asked him a question about Ayaka, where are you? Why did Hashem ask Adam and Chava after they sinned by eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, where are you? Didn't he know where they were? And of course, he did, and we learned the lesson from that whole story that the Alter Rebbe taught. And we also learned about how the Alter Rebbe came out of prison. As he was saying, the Pasuk, Pardon Mishalom Nafshi, Hashem has redeemed, has freed my soul in peace, which is a Pasuk from Tehillim, from David HaMelech, which describes how David was redeemed from the fight that he had to have. And the Alter Rebbe was saying literally these words when they came to free him. And also we learned a little bit about what that means for us. Fine. But now, today is Chav Kislev. Alter Rebbe's freedom actually took the end of Yud-Tes Kislev. He was actually released from jail, but then he didn't really arrive back to where he was supposed to be brought to until it was actually Chav. So after sunset, and it was actually Chaf already, so today is still part of the Yom Tov, but now it's 224 years later. And so, okay, it's a nice story, a lot of nice stories, but what are we supposed to do about it? And so, the answer is as follows, as the Rebbe explained it. The main thing that Alter Rebbe wanted, of course, was to spread teachings of Chassidus, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, the teachings of the inner spiritual part of the Torah, especially as they're explained by Chabad, Chochma, Bina, and Das, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And as the Baal Shem Tov told the Alter Rebbe, and we learned about it, that when the teachings of Baal Shem Tov would be spread around the entire world, then Mashiach would come. So this is what Alter Rebbe's mission is all about, and all the other Chabad Rebbeim, to spread the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov in order to bring Mashiach. And that's why the Alter Rebbe was really put into prison. So So what are we supposed to do? Well, we're supposed to spread the teachings of Chassidus, teachings of Torah in general. And if we know some of the stories and teachings of Chassidus, to spread them as well. And that way, we are doing the same thing that the Alter Rebbe did. Just like he was spreading those teachings, so too we are spreading those teachings. And just like the Alter Rebbe eventually was released from prison, so too we will be eventually, and hopefully very, very soon, released from this galus, from this exile that we are in. And so therefore we should try very, very hard to learn more Torah, learn more Chassidus, spread these teachings of Torah and of Chassidus to whomever we can, whether it's stories of the different rabbis, or it is teachings of the different rabbis, whether it's from the explanations of the Parsha, or on Mishnayos, or Gemara, or anything. And the more we spread these teachings, the more we can do what the Alter Rebbe did, which is, well, we might not be in jail right now, but we're in galus, which is kind of like a jail. And just like the Alter Rebbe's teachings eventually led to his coming out of prison, where he was wrongfully placed, so too, by us learning more Torah and teaching more Torah and learning more Chassidus and teaching more Chassidus especially, this will certainly lead to us getting out of our prison, meaning the galus, and bringing Mashiach immediately, if not sooner. Hopefully today, at least to make the coming Mashiach quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day. A good Yom Tov.